Just like most episodes, this one contains strong language. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and guests and in no way represent the state of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma Historical Society, or the Oklahoma State Historic Preservation Office.
Welcome to the Musings of an ADD Mind podcast. This is your host, Jack, and I have the ADD Mind. So this week is a little different. I don't actually have a normal episode planned for today, with it being the week of Thanksgiving. So this is going to be short and sweet, but I just wanted to say thank you for listening. I'm thankful to every person that takes time out of their day to listen to this podcast, and I am incredibly thankful for that. I'm incredibly thankful for the support that friends and family have given me as I have done this podcasting endeavor. So thank you. I'm incredibly thankful for that. And one thing I do want to say, though, is that if this year has taught me anything, it is to be thankful for your friends and loved ones. As many of you know, my family went through a pretty major health issue this year with my daughter. And the one thing it has taught me, well, I mean, I knew this anyway, obviously, but one thing that it has taught me is always make sure that your family knows how much you love and care for them, because you never know when the last time you will get to see them or talk to them is. And you never know when they're going to go through something that's pretty traumatic, or you yourself go through something that's pretty traumatic. I am so thankful that my daughter is still with me, or still with us, not just me, us. I am so thankful that she is with us. And not a day goes by that I don't think about how lucky we are that she had a calm, cool, collected head and was able to do what was necessary to prevent it from being worse, to prevent the fire from being worse. She was able to get herself put out. She was able to call 911. Everything the doctors told her to do in the unit, she did. She's continued to do everything they have wanted her to do to heal. And I'm thankful. I'm just incredibly thankful that she is still with us. I'm thankful for friends and family that sort of rallied around us and helped us out. There were many family members that dropped what they were doing because when she got home from the hospital, there was a period of time where we knew that she did not necessarily need to be by herself. And so there were family members that everybody took time, went, stayed with her for a week. And so we were able to make sure that she had somebody with her that could help her through that first sort of month when things were the roughest and the biggest change and she was having the most issues still in her recovery, because it was the beginning of her recovery. And I just can't express how thankful I am that people did that. I can't express how thankful I am that people contributed to the GoFundMe account, because there were a lot of expenses that came up that we didn't know were going to come up. And that GoFundMe was able to take care of a lot of that stuff. And it was my friends, a lot of my friends, well, not just my friends, obviously, my wife's friends and whatnot, that contributed to that. And I can't say thank you enough. I am so humbled. I'm so thankful that people did that. And then I even had people that were friends that shared the GoFundMe, and complete strangers donated to it. And once again, I'm just humbled that people thought enough of my family to share that and were able to help us pay for some of these expenses that we had absolutely no idea were coming up. So anyway, I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I hope that the time you spend with your family is great and awesome and amazing and creates a lot of happiness and not stress. So that's all I got to say, everybody. Thanks. Thank you. Just thank you for everything. I appreciate you listening. I appreciate everything that my friends and family have done for us in this past year. So thank you. And with that, I'm going to go ahead and sign off. So everybody, just remember, try to live your life in a way that would make Bob Ross proud. Hey, listening friends, Jack here. And I would like to tell you about the sponsor of today's episode. And that sponsor is Atlas. Atlas is a branding, web development, and content marketing agency. As a business owner, your day-to-day is uncharted enough. From branding and web design to content marketing, Atlas will help you navigate this digital terrain with ease. In today's world, social media is a great tool. However, you need to have a concrete, focused plan on how to use it. And that's where Atlas comes in. Atlas can help you navigate this modern digital world. And on top of that, Atlas can also help you with traditional means of marketing. So if you would like to book your free consultation, please visit atlasokc.com. That's atlasokc.com for your free consultation.
Thank you for listening to Musings of an ADD Mind. If you enjoyed this podcast, or even if you didn't, please hit the subscribe or follow button.